You're about to listen to our Afterwards podcast. We're going to talk to Noah about cleaning. You can hear everybody's little cleaning issues. Here's Afterwards, John, Jay, and Rich.
It's the show after the show. About the show. John, Jay, and Rich present Afterwards.
Noah has a thing I wanted to bring up, but so much Noah on the show. Jesus. Noah, why don't you just come in here then? Forget it. Because I was fascinated by this story. So Noah's parents left town. And he's, living in his house alone. And he said, hey, I want to get into your parents leaving town. So when your parents leave town, and they're gone, right? Are they still gone?
Yeah, they're gone for, they've been gone for like a week, and they're gone till Saturday, like 10 days.
And is it just you in the house, or you and do you have a roommate?
My roommate went back to Kentucky to visit his parents. So it's just me.
It's just you. So Noah says that when his parents are gone, he turns into the model housewife.
Oh, do tell.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you want to explain that, 20-year-old Noah?
When my parents are home, I leave any mess for my dad to clean up. And it's been like this my whole life. Like, I'm a very clean person, but all manners go out the window when it's just me and my parents.
Noah. That's so wrong, Noah.
My dad isn't a compulsive cleaner. So he's like Danny Tanner from Full House. Like, you walk through the kitchen and he's already got a mop. So he cleans up before you can even turn back and see that something needs to be cleaned up.
I think that's amazing. I love that.
So my whole life has just been like, why would I worry about cleaning up the crumbs on the counter if I know he's just going to do it anyway? And so that's like a thing me and my parents have always had. And my mom used to be like, that's not good enough. Like, you should still want to anyway, even if he does beat you to it. And then after a while, my mom kind of agreed with me. And she was like, you're right, because he literally will. And he like enjoys it. So even if I clean up and it's spotless, he'll still clean after me anyway, because he feels like he needs to. And it's been this way for so long. Like, I will go in, I will make myself some breakfast or something, right? And the counter will be a little dirty. So I will clean up my mess, but then also make the counter spotless. But he'll wake up and decide he needs to clean the counter anyway.
I think there's people like my wife is like, my wife will like clean the house. And Peyton, I think you talked about this with your dad the other day. Your mom.
I was actually going to bring it up after this, because it's an ongoing thing.
My wife will clean the house before the cleaning people come. Mm-hmm. And then the cleaning people leave, and then she cleans after them.
Oh, that's wild.
That's disturbing. Literally.
Yeah. I mean, what I was talking about, and this has been an ongoing thing in my house and in my parents' house, we both have house cleaners. And my mom make sure that we clean up the house before the house cleaners come, because they're not your maid. They're just there to clean up and deep clean and stuff. And my dad and my boyfriend both feel like that is absolutely bizarre, because they're coming in to clean the house, so they should clean the entire house, which I think that's ridiculous, because they're not your maid. They don't put your clothes away, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I always feel like you have to clean before they clean.
You have to.
Or you have to, like, tidy up, you know what I mean? Like,
because if not, they'll just clean around it.
Yeah. But they don't put your... See, I think that Romy puts my clothes away.
Oh no,
probably
I
not
always
yours.
Have to put my own clothes away.
I think she puts my clothes
away. But I agree. You gotta clean up, because also you want them to say, "Oh, your house was barely dirty. I barely needed to touch it." I like that.
Oh, do you?
Oh no, barely. I just feel like it's rude.
I do too.
If I leave stuff out for it, like, because to me it was like, it's like when we hired her to clean our house, it was like to clean the house, not our crap.
Yeah.
Like the floors and the toilets and that kind of stuff, not my trash and my clothes.
Right.
You know?
Also, though, our house cleaner, which kind of bothers me a little bit, she doesn't take out the trash. That bothers me a little bit. But other than that, I feel like if I strip the bed, we throw the sheets on there, she'll make the bed. But if you have clothes in the bathroom, pick up your dang clothes.
Like, but you strip the sheets?
Absolutely.
So I don't. You know what? I'm never home, so when that happens, really. So, but I think she does the because I come home and the bed's not made yet, and I go, hey, I need to take a nap, and she'll make the bed or whatever.
Yeah, but it's also too, your house cleaners probably don't know where all of the stuff is in your house. So if you leave out your dishes, she's not going to want to go into your cupboards and put your dishes away.
Oh, she
doesn't
all that.
Know where your dirty clothes is. You know.
Romy's like our house manager. She does everything.
Oh, well,
but my wife still cleans everything.
It's a little different.
Before, it's disturbing.
Before and after?
That's
wild. Just like it's not a good enough cleaning job?
No,
I
think it's from her childhood. Her mom, she used to talk about how her mom, my mom was such a freak. She cleaned everything. And then I see her doing all that. I'm like, I think you're turning into your mom.
Yeah. It happens.
And then, like, if we go on vacation and we stay at a hotel, she'll clean the hotel room before the cleaning people come
in. Me too. And my boyfriend gets so mad. I'm like, be nice, be respectful. And we give him a tip.
Yeah. Okay. But we're not even to the part yet where Noah, you were saying, so how do you become a model housewife?
Right. So my dad cleans every Sunday, no matter what, even if the house doesn't need to be cleaned. So I just don't even bother. I hide away. I don't want to hear the vacuum. I have other things to do. But when they leave, all of a sudden I'm like, ooh, I get to be a little like, I get to show my like true independence and like, up to me to determine when these things happen. And so like I got all caught up on laundry and everything. And then times 10, I went to the store and I bought ingredients and made green chili chicken nachos on Friday night, made everything from scratch, baked it, made it look all cute. I want to be one of those like Instagram moms and like put graphics on the side and post it on Instagram.
Did you?
I didn't, but I have the picture in my camera roll. I'm going to.
Okay.
And I like wanted to take a selfie with my oven mitts and be like, baking moms. Because I love that aesthetic. And then, like, I like to do dishes by hand. My dad's the kind of person that just throws everything into the dishwasher, and sometimes it doesn't get clean because it's in the wrong angle. Dishwashers confuse me. Like, I like to just pick a time and do everything that's in the sink all at once.
Wait, dishwashers confuse you? There's, like, two buttons that you have to push.
Yeah, but if it doesn't get cleaned right, then you have to, like, do it again.
I'm with you. I'm a hand washer, too.
But I like to just, like, make sure everything's all in the sink at once, and then it's like, okay, I'm going to put on some music, and this is going to be my time. And the only thing I don't like about doing dishes is when you get like water all over your shirt from the spraying. Right. That really annoys me. But like everything else about it, it's relaxing.
You need a housewife apron.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have like 10. I'll give them to you.
Ooh, we could post on Instagram. Just have polka dots or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I love it. I love it. And so I did all the dishes and I'm sitting there drying the silverware and I'm like, this is the life. I'm like, man, I can't wait to move out. I can't wait to wash my own spoons.
You say that, Noah.
I know.
You say that. I just moved out of my parents' house a year ago, and I would do anything to go back.
Well, because you see those things as chores, right?
Well,
I see them as actually relaxing.
Yeah, but it's not going to be relaxing when you have to do it on your own. I promise you. If you want to, you can come and clean my house and do my dishes. Because, Lord, we don't do them.
Do you think you're going to move out soon then?
In the next couple years, yeah. That's the goal.
I would stay home as long as you possibly can.
Stay there forever. Does your mom do your laundry?
Yeah, she does. Yeah. She insists on doing my laundry, and I'm like, I want
to
do it.
I take bags of laundry over to my mom's house because I like the way she does laundry better. Stay there forever.
Oh, that's another thing. I finally figured out how to do laundry like my mom because she, you know, it always smells like fabric softener and it's all soft. And every time I had done my laundry in high school without her help, it just didn't smell that good. Like, it didn't smell like fabric softener. It smelled clean, just not like all soft and everything. I'm like, what is she doing differently?
Dryer sheets is the key, huh?
No, it's not the key. It's our washer has a setting for fabric softener that you have to turn on.
Oh, instead of just dumping it in there?
She never showed me that, and I found that out recently. And then I always sprinkle a little bit extra over the clothes because it has a tray for the fabric softener. I close the tray and then pour just a little bit on the clothes.
You shouldn't do that, though, because it'll give you a little oil spots on your clothes.
Just a tiny
bit. I stopped using dryer sheets because of that, too.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. It'll stain your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't.
Does anyone use the little balls, the Downy?
Yes, Unstoppables.
Oh, those are so good.
They're the best.
Make your clothes smell amazing.
Although they discontinued my favorite one, and I'm very upset.
Which color?
It was the pink one.
Oh, I like the blue.
Shimmer.
No kidding. The blue.
Shimmer's gone.
Okay.
Although you can buy it on eBay for like $80.
Well.
No. Pass. I picked a different color. Now I use the purple one.
Have you used the bleach ones?
What?
The bleach one.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I
thought
I haven't.
What? Isn't it funny? I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You know, like Tide Pods. There's just the
I don't know what Tide Pods are.
Oh, it's the little.
I mean, I remember everyone's eating
one, John.
Right. You just, instead of like pouring laundry detergent in, you would just drop one of these, or two, or three.
But that's what the balls are?
No, well, you like, they're like little tiny, like nuggets. They're like this big.
Mm-hmm. And you shake it at the bottom.
You pour a whole like, capful in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you put it at the bottom. And then you put your clothes in.
It smells amazing.
They're like scent boosters.
And you can use those instead of liquid fabric softeners. Maybe I should do that. And then
I don't think so. I think it's just scent.
It's different.
They make ones that are. Fabric softener.
I'm sure that would be helpful.
So I'm sure that's better
when it
than
comes to the dishwasher, just to give you, like, for me, like, yesterday I was having a Chobani yogurt, and I went, I like the small spoons, and we always have big spoons, and all the small spoons were taken, so I just go to the dishwasher, pull the spoon out, and the spoon was clearly dirty, but I don't care. I figured it came out of the dishwasher, I put it on my jeans, I washed my jeans.
I'm washing your spoons, that will not happen,
I'm just
sir.
Like, I don't care, I already bent over to get it out of the dishwasher.
The clean dishes were still in the dishwasher?
I don't know if they're clean or not, I'm just full. And I was like, somebody needs to turn this on.
And Nick?
I don't know how to turn it on.
If Nick's listening, another fun quirky fact about me is I like to drink soda with a spoon. And I like the small spoons, I like to go... Like it's like
for, that's like, kind of
all
annoying.
The time.
Well, not always.
Right. You are such a unique individual, Noah.
I've always done that since I was a little kid, and so if I don't have any small spoons available, it's World War III in my house.
Like baby spoons?
No, just the smaller ones, not the ones that are like really.
Will you bring
like
your eye patch in tomorrow?
Will I bring what?
Your eye patch in.
So you've been known Miguel at your house. How am I supposed to drink this soda without a spoon?
I like to. I get a little nervous if I don't have a spoon around.
Noah, do you drink? Even though you're not 21,
do you
drink? Yeah. When you have like a mixed drink, do you slurp your mixed drink?
Sometimes. I feel like it helps me get a little buzzed quicker.
What?
If I can like...
He adds so much crap to his soda that he probably has to drink it with a spoon like it's soup.
Right, the fruit, extra fruit in there, chunks of cherries, ew, chunks of oranges.
That was a joke. I don't know if anyone got it. Everybody laughed. Everybody's enjoying it.
Okay.
They're still laughing. And the laughter is done.
All right, well, I think that's our podcast. Get a little peek into our lives.